From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Mitt Romney was the only senator to cross party lines in today's impeachment vote, and he made history in doing so. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
Romney was the only Republican to vote to remove President Trump and became the only senator ever to vote against a president of his own party in an impeachment trial. Before the vote, Romney said it was the toughest decision he's ever faced.
The grave question the Constitution tasks senators to answer is whether the president committed an act so extreme and egregious that it rises to the level of a high crime and misdemeanor. Yes, he did.
The freshman senator and one-time presidential nominee says he expects retaliation by Trump and other Republicans. But on a call with reporters after his announcement, Romney invoked the words of a Latter-day Saint hymn, "Do what is right, let the consequence follow."
I will accept whatever consequence is sent my way and recognize that's part of the job. People don't expect me to be a shrinking violet.
Several Republicans denounced his vote to remove the president. Recent polls suggest Trump has a higher approval rating in Utah than Romney does. The national GOP pointed to those numbers and accused the senator of turning his back on Utah. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
During a State of the Union address last night, President Trump said the United States became the world's number one oil and gas producer under his watch. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie explains, the truth is more complicated.
Trump is right on a couple of things. We edged out Russia and Saudi Arabia to become the world's number one oil producer in the summer of 2018. And both oil and natural gas production have ticked up under his tenure. Rob Godbee is an energy expert with the University of Wyoming.
It's certainly the case that under the Trump administration, there's been an expansion of oil and gas production.
But there's a catch.
That oil and gas expansion actually began as early as about 2008 under the Obama administration.
Godbee says back then, U.S. companies began using new technologies to extract more and more oil and natural gas. In fact, it was during President Obama's first term that America became the world's top natural gas producer. Fossil fuel production did wane a bit near the end of the Obama administration, but Godbee says that was due more to market prices than politics. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
On the heels of last night's State of the Union, St. George Mayor John Pike delivered his State of the City address this afternoon. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox reports.
Strong, vibrant, and bright. That's how the mayor described the state of St. George during today's remarks, which largely focused on growth. The mayor celebrated the near completion of several large apartment complexes in town, which he says will help address the city's affordable housing challenges. He also announced that all rides on the city's public transit system, SunTran, will be free from March through May. The transit service will be expanding to other cities in Washington County over the next few years.
We want people to ride the bus, and many people probably haven't before, and so we want them to try it.
Looking ahead, Pike said 2020 will bring long-awaited decisions on two major infrastructure projects in the area. The first is the Lake Powell Pipeline, which would pump water from Lake Powell to southwest Utah. The second is the Northern Corridor Highway, which would cut through the Red Cliffs National Conservation Area to ease future traffic in St. George. In other big news, Pike said that St. George will host the World Championships of the Ironman 70.3, also known as the Half Ironman, in 2021. David Fox, KUER News.
Eight people have been indicted on charges of defrauding an elderly widow from Washington, Utah, of more than $273,000. The case alleges that the defendants offered to do odd jobs around the woman's property in exchange for money, which were then either not done or done poorly. One man is accused of engaging in romance fraud, telling her he intended to marry her. And the defendants are also accused of wire fraud and money laundering. The FBI continues to investigate the case. 20-year-old restrictions on wood-burning stoves and fireplaces along the Wasatch Front are found to have had a tremendous impact on improving air quality. A new University of Utah study looked at data from 2007 to 2017 and found the levels of dangerous particulate matter in the air, specifically caused by wood burning, went down by a factor of up to 5. Research was done by the Hughes College of Engineering, the Utah Division of Air Quality, and the Pacific Northwest Office of the EPA. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.